Buried deep within this monstrosity called the infrastructure bill is hundreds of millions of dollars to turn your city into a smart city. Welcome to the New World Order. All right, folks, this abomination called the infrastructure bill, $1 trillion, has very little to do with infrastructure. But one of the areas that I want to focus in on is the $500 million that they are going to use to turn your cities into smart cities. Unbelievable. They're going to be building, they're going to be putting sensors all over the place. Strengthening mobility and revolutionizing transportation initiative. It's going to be absolutely crazy. According to Adam Schwartz, the senior staff at the Electronic Frontier Foundation, says this is a form of surveillance often involving police that invades privacy, deters protest in public spaces, and all too often disparately burdens people of color. Okay, so they're wrong for the wrong reasons, but they're right about the surveillance. It's unfortunate, he says, that the bipartisan infrastructure bill would invest $500 million federal dollars in these troubling surveillance technologies without adequate privacy safeguards. Last week, we talked about how the terror war was turning inwards, guys, and I want you to think about that as we go through this monstrosity that they are doing in our cities. Really intense. This Sanjit Pandit, who's the global head of smart cities and digital transformation at Qualcomm, says this is a historic bill in terms of upgrading infrastructure. He says, the way I'm looking at this is it's really connecting the unconnected. This is going to change the landscape. Things that we normally don't assume are connected will pretty much be surely connected. So if you ever thought, hey, I wish the government could spy on me in more ways, right? It's not enough to just have this surveillance device in my pocket. It's not enough that my smart TV is spying on me. It's not enough that my Alexa and my Google and my computer and all these smart devices in my house are spying on me. I want to be spied on all the time. If you ever thought that to yourself, you are going to love this monstrous bill. But I want to give you some background on the smart cities, guys. I actually wrote an article about this at the New American back in 2015. This stuff is Orwellian in ways that you could never imagine. It's going to cost trillions of dollars by the time it's all done. This is just kind of some seed money to get it underway. But let me give you some insight here. This is from Professor Frederick Ojardias at Seoul National University's Graduate School of International Studies. He says the city is going to be filled with sensors and cameras at every corner. They'll monitor temperature, traffic, and electricity. They're all interconnected and linked to a central brain that computes all this information in real time in order to optimize the management of the city minute by minute. So if you ever thought, hey, you know, I don't really need my brain. What do we need a brain for? I'd rather the city have its own giant brain so that it can manage us all like good human resources, right? That's where they're going with this, folks. It is central planning and surveillance on super steroids. Some of the technologies they have here, intelligent lighting, smart building control, facial recognition, intelligent building, a connected self-aware environment. Guys, this stuff is creepy like crazy. Now, you probably remember some of the things that they're doing with this technology. We've talked about them here before. I want to show you a video. Michael Hayden, who used to run the NSA, which is, of course, scooping up all this data and storing it in massive, massive data centers like in Utah, also was the head of the CIA. And he bragged in public at a forum, listen to this, we kill people based on metadata. Okay, check this out.
We kill people based on metadata.
So we kill people based on metadata. Okay, yep, back long time ago in a land far away, we had this thing called the presumption of innocence where the government had to charge you with a crime. You were innocent until proven guilty. They had to prove to a jury of your peers that you were actually guilty of committing some crime. You had a chance to cross-examine the witnesses. You had a chance to present evidence in your defense. And again, you were innocent until proven guilty. Now we don't need any of those things because we have data. And so, according to Michael Hayden, who also happens to be a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and a regular attendee at the Bilderberg meetings, now we just kill people based on metadata. So remember all that, folks, as we proceed with this smart cities, and remember in the context of what we talked about last week, this so-called terrorism machinery that the deep state's building is for you, okay? So if you think they're going to use all this surveillance technology to catch, Al-Qaeda or something like that, or Black Lives Matter, don't kid yourself. They're going for Christians. They're going for Americans who support the Constitution. They're going for gun owners. They're going for pro-life activists. They're going for Republicans, Trump supporters, people who don't believe the 2020 election lies, people who don't believe in the totalitarianism being sold to us to save us from COVID, supposedly. All of this data is going to be gathered by the government. It's going to be monitored. It's going to be processed through artificial intelligence. And guys, it is now becoming ubiquitous. We've got this espionage going on in our schools. In London, these cameras, and they're everywhere, right? The data from these cameras, the facial recognition software and so on, is being cross-referenced with lists of that the government has of people who've paid their fees. And that way, if you are driving and you haven't paid your fees, you can be identified and punished. Same kind of thing that's going on in China. They've got facial recognition cameras everywhere. They're picking up data from your smartphone. So if you jaywalk, they'll literally deduct that money from your bank account right away. It'll go into your social credit score. Say, oh, this slave is a bad slave. He's not obeying the traffic signals. He's not doing what we believe he should be doing. That's where this is going, folks. It is simply crazy. This is stuff that George Orwell could never have imagined. Even years ago in the U.S., they were rolling out these so-called IntelliStreets, where they had these streetlights that double as Big Brother espionage tools that could pick up your conversations and listen in to what you were talking about. Now, you combine that. We've done an episode on the effort to abolish cash and move everything online. Guys, what happens when you find yourself on the wrong side of these totalitarians? There will be nowhere to hide. There will be nowhere to go. In China, they can find you in an instant if they're looking for you, and that is what's coming to America. Now, they also admit they're very proud of the fact that this smart cities effort is intimately tied to the United Nations sustainability agenda, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. And so we have, the U.S. government, the American taxpayer, has been helping governments around the world to implement this nonsense in India. Actually, Obama went over there and handed out billions of dollars, making it rain, promising that they were going to make 100 Indian cities smart. And he said this was for sustainable development. The former Mexican president, Felipe Calderon, was at the World Economic Forum. Yes, the technocratic totalitarians at the World Economic Forum. And he was with Al Gore. And they said, hey, we just need $90 trillion so that we can make all of our cities smart. And yeah, that'll be great, right? We'll pack everybody in there like sardines. We'll use the smart systems to monitor and control them. And hey, who needs a brain anyways, right? Who needs privacy anyways? So that's where they're going with this, folks. They are absolutely determined to make you into a slave. You guys remember Panopticon, right? Where everything you do, everything is monitored. Panopticon is, of course, this concept for a prison, right? Where there's a watchtower right in the middle, and then the cells are all around. So there's never a time when you cannot be watched. There's no privacy at all. That's what they're talking about building with these smart cities, guys. This actually came from a puff piece in the Wall Street Journal a few years ago by the CEO of a data science consulting firm, Profusion. He says, in a fully smart city, every movement an individual makes can be tracked. Okay. And that's supposed to make us want this. He says the data will reveal where she works, how she commutes, her shopping habits, places she visits, and her proximity to other people. Okay. They say that by analyzing this information using data science techniques, the company could learn not only the day-to-day routine of an individual, but also his preferences, behavior, and emotional state. Private companies, he says, could know more about people than they know about themselves. Well, forget private companies for a minute. I mean, they're bad enough. What about governments? What about criminals and hackers, folks? Just use your head, right? This is insane, guys. This would make the KGB and the Stasi blush. It's insane. It's absolutely crazy. And now, the part of the sustainability agenda is to pack everybody into these cities. As I've mentioned, they say that probably within some very short time, we'll have more than 2/3 of all people living in cities. And imagine the potential for tyranny, guys, if they get away with it. Well, now you know, $500 million federal dollars to help make our cities smart so that they can harvest all our data, spy on us, and control us. If you value your liberty and you value your privacy, if you don't want the deep state to micromanage your life and know everything about you, you had better get involved. Share this video out. Go to thenewamerican.com, sign up, subscribe to the print magazine, and get this information to everybody, your city council, your county commission, your state representative, your state senator, your governor, your congressman. Folks, we've got to stop these totalitarians because they're not going to stop themselves. These people are mad with a lust for power and control. They're going to get it. if you don't get involved. I'm Alex Newman. This is Behind the Deep State. Thank you so much for watching. And until next week, God bless you all.
If you enjoyed this video, please make sure to subscribe, hit like, hit that little bell so that you'll be notified whenever we post new videos. And also, please make sure to share this video with your friends. Email's a great way to do it. Remember, there are powerful forces working to steal our freedom and destroy our country. We need to work together. Expose those behind the deep state. Otherwise, you can kiss your liberties goodbye.